This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
It's going to be a rough morning for my boys. Spring break is over and it is back to school time. I don't know who's going to be more rough on. The students trying to wake up or the teachers that are like, here, you have 25 kids again. And for the last 2 weeks with my boys being home, I realized that they have a string of words that are on repeat. And a couple of the words, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Skibbity? I had a full-blown conversation with Carter about skibbity and what it means, and he was telling me it doesn't have a meaning. And I looked it up, and sure enough, it says, a slang term particularly popular by the Gen Alpha that has no inherent meaning. Why are we using this as a word then? The other thing that I am so sick of hearing, and the gesture, is the Chinese middle finger. I don't know where this came from, but my boys, back and forth, every time they would fight, Mom, Colt gave me the Chinese middle finger. Mom, Carter gave me the Chinese middle finger. What is that? I've never even heard of it. So I think it's hilarious that a teacher's gone viral for her list of banned words in her classroom. And number one on that list is skibbity, followed by riz. She also says any animal noises are banned from her classroom. So if you're around kids, will you weigh in right now? If you could ban a word that they could never say again, what word would that be? Give me a call or send me a text. 888-431-3764. The random words and phrases that come out of my kids' mouth makes me sad for their teacher. What are they hearing? Because my boys have been home for the last 2 weeks for spring break. And some of the phrases they use, I'm like, what are you trying to say? Christy and Menifee, I know that you're a teacher. What's the word that you would ban?
I don't like what the, because I know what's coming, what should come after that.
Right. There's an intent there.
Yes.
Derek and Fontana, what word or phrase would you ban your kids from saying?
Awesome sauce.
And once they get stuck on it, like, that is the go-to. 909 texting in. It's not just the skibbity, it's adding it with everything. Like skibbity toilet. Were we like this as kids? I don't remember us having made up words. Sierra and Chino, what would be the word you'd ban?
Probably sigma.
That's another one. What the sigma? I don't know. What the sigma? What does it mean? Call me old, but I'm so lost with these words. What would be the word you would ban your kid from saying? Give me a call or send me a text at 888-431-3764. I don't know if it's just the vocabulary of my nine-year-old, but some of the words I'm like, those aren't even words. Like skibbity. If you look it up, it doesn't have a meaning. Why are we saying it? A teacher has gone viral because she's banned the word skibbity and riz and any animal noises from her classroom. Isaac in Fontana, what word would you ban?
Probably alpha riz.
Alpha riz. Is that like the ultimate riz?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for educating me, Isaac. Terry in Fontana, what would be the word you would ban your kid from saying?
Bra.
Yes.
Hey, bro. I hate that word. Bra. It's either bra or bro.
Yes. Like the 909 pointed out. I didn't go through 9 hours of labor to be called bruh. That's one on the daily I have to remind my kids. No, my name is Mom. Noah and Menifee, what's the word you're banning?
I would ban the number 6. I teach middle school math. Uh-huh. And after every time you say 6, the students go 6, 7.
What is that from some video?
It must be. I have no clue.
It's funny because they say these things and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I just automatically assume it has to be some viral meme or YouTube video somewhere.
It is, it has to be from somewhere, but as a math teacher, it's so annoying. I can't even say the number six anymore.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.